from the Little Rock Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Maggie Ryan, sitting in for Nathan Treese. A northeast Arkansas county has repealed a measure requiring voters to use hand-counted paper ballots. White River Now reports the Independence County Quorum Court voted last month to repeal the voter-approved measure. Officials cited an Arkansas Supreme Court decision that sets parameters for collecting petition signatures. Quorum Court members said signatures for the county's paper ballot measure were submitted too far in advance of the election, putting the questions before voters. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders met with rice farmers in northeast Arkansas on Wednesday. Sanders spoke at the Arkansas Rice Annual Meeting at Northeast Arkansas Rice Research and Extension Center near Harrisburg. This comes as rice farmers continue to deal with stifled trade, falling commodity prices, and rising input costs. Sanders credited federal partners with helping to avoid a potential catastrophe.
Senator John Bozeman, who chairs the Senate Ag Committee, negotiated higher reference prices in this summer's One Big Beautiful Bill, with support from the rest of the entire Arkansas delegation. And while we wait for those reference prices to come into effect, I personally called on President Trump and his Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, to give our farmers a bridge to the next harvest. And they announced $12 billion in direct aid at the end of last year.
Sanders also thanked the federal government for $12 billion in emergency payments to farmers, as well as a $5.5 billion trade deal with Taiwan. Arkansas is the top rice-producing state in the country, accounting for more than 40% of all production in the U.S. The USDA predicts a 10% drop in rice production overall this year. Enrollment at Arkansas State University continues to grow. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports A-State's enrollment is up nearly 6.5% compared to spring of last year, for a total of just over 16,000 students. This marks the fifth consecutive spring or fall semester for the school to report record enrollment. The number of first-generation students also continues to grow, making up nearly 60% of students in the fall semester. A new science and technology-focused university in northwest Arkansas has named its new leader. David Mazik will serve as president of the yet-to-be-named school, which will be housed in the former Walmart headquarters in Bentonville. Mazik most recently served as professor and head of the School of Engineering Design and Innovation at Penn State University. The school, which is funded by Walmart heirs Tom and Stuart Walton, is set to welcome its first class of students in 2029. A Central Arkansas Community College is building a new workforce training center. The University of Arkansas Pulaski Technical College made the announcement on Wednesday. The center will be located at the Port of Little Rock and will focus on supporting manufacturing and logistics industries. The college plans to use $20 million in federal funding for the project. A tractor-trailer carrying a hazardous chemical crashed along Interstate 40 on Wednesday, causing evacuations and a brief closure. The truck carrying ammonia hydroxide crashed at an off-ramp near Russellville Wednesday morning. Traffic along the interstate wasn't interrupted, but a nearby hotel and restaurant were briefly evacuated. The off-ramp reopened Wednesday evening with no injuries reported. It's Little Rock Public Radio.